Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
Welcome back to TGC Q&A, a podcast from the Gospel Coalition, where each week you'll hear conversations between members of our council and friends who provide their unique perspective on your most pressing spiritual questions. I'm your host, Stephen Morales. Today on TGC Q&A, Jonathan Lehman and John Onwuchekwa answer the question, can I lose my salvation? Please note that this conversation was recorded before the COVID-19 global pandemic. Let's listen in.
Hebrews 6. It's tricky. It seems like it's saying
maybe
that you could
someone
lose can. Your that there was someone who was in
yeah
and now they're not.
Well, I was just looking at the text. Let me just read it. It verses 4 to 6. For it is impossible. It is impossible. In the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come. Okay, so just pause.
Right.
It some of that language is almost like regenerate language, right? That's what it's tough. Like, you've tasted the heavenly gift, you've shared in the Holy Spirit. Okay, all of these things, powers of the age to come, that's Holy Spirit power, right? And then fallen away.
Yeah.
To restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt. So I can understand why people would read that and say, yeah, you can have the Holy Spirit and lose it. You think of Saul, for instance, right? He has the Holy Spirit in some sense. He's not regenerate, but the Holy Spirit is kind of present with Saul, and then he loses it. And so you think of David in Psalm 51, who says, take not your Holy Spirit from me.
And so we're all thinking, scared of losing it.
That's right, like Saul lost it. Can that happen to the Christian? Well, my understanding, brother, is that when you were born again, you're born again.
Absolutely.
You're a new creation,
yeah.
and you can't lose that.
Yeah.
So I understand the language here to be phenomenological, the fancy way of saying you're experiencing life inside the church.
Right.
You're experiencing the fruit of the Spirit and all the people around you. Maybe you are even, you're.
Maybe the power flows through you in some sense, like.
You're more patient than you typically were in the past.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a sense of conviction. So yeah, I think a person is inside the church experiencing those things, but no, I don't think a person who's born again cannot be born again.
Right. Yeah.
Agree, disagree?
I agree. And I think when I read this, it's helpful for me to remember this comes in the context of other warning.
There's several.
Yeah, so it's provocative language that's aimed to really warn, right? We don't want folks to think that there's a false concern. And I think this is aimed at, so I think the best picture that I could think of is maybe like a Judas, who he was in, he tasted so close that none of the 12 even thought that it would be him. It seemed like when Christ sent them all out to cast out demons, that he was part of the fold. I mean, Matthew 7, Christ says, on that day, there's going to be folks that come up to him and say, didn't we cast out demons in your name? That seems like power starting to flow through it. And yet it kind of seemed like he was the soil that was tasted of the rain, tasted of the seed, and it sprouted up, but there was no root. So Yeah, it wasn't really.
Yeah. Well, I think of 1 John 2:19. They went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us.
Right.
Now, I don't want to impose 1 John 2 what are we in? Hebrews 6. But I want to read it in light of 1 John. Yeah. And the way Tom Schreiner described it, and I remember this from my seminary days, is that you just use the word warning.
Right.
He said it's a warning sign. Mm-hmm. You're driving down the road. You see the sign that says bridge out ahead.
Right.
And if you're paying attention,
right,
you heed the sign and you don't go down that
road.
Right. Whereas if you're not paying attention, you go down the road.
Just kind of keep going.
And so I think those warning signs are there for us in Scripture. And those who are truly God's will see that warning sign and they'll turn
and
away.
Take heed.
That's right. And those who are not God's won't take heed.
Right.
But at the end of history, on Judgment Day, I think the righteous one will point back to it and say, look, I gave you the warning sign.
I agree.
You missed it.
Yeah.
So.
Amen.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of TGC Q&A. To submit a question that you'd like to hear answered on this podcast, send us a message on Twitter or Instagram or email us at ask@tgc.org. And remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening to today's episode, and we hope you'll join us again next week.